Impact of product structure and product changes on master scheduling. Another key influence on the approach to master scheduling is the manufacturer's decision on how it will schedule production to fulfill customer orders. Will design and production start before or after customer orders are in hand? In other words, where is the decoupling point of demand from supply? The answer to these questions can be explained by how the manufacturer envisions the structure of its products. Product structure is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the sequence of operations that components follow during their manufacture into a product. A typical product structure shows raw material converted into fabricated components, components put together to make subassemblies, subassemblies going into assemblies, and so forth. It is also impacted by the priority given to the order. Priority is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as, in a general sense, the relative importance of jobs, for example, the sequence in which jobs should be worked on. It is a separate concept from capacity. Product structure is not independent of the expectations of the marketplace or customers or of manufacturing requirements, because it takes into account trade-offs among customer service levels, production efficiency, inventory costs. For example, a manufacturer might want to make motorcycles to stock in order to achieve production efficiencies and improve customer service. However, it would do so at the risk of higher inventory costs and lower profits. The assemble-to-order choice, like all manufacturing environment choices, also represents rational trade-offs between customer service, production efficiency, and inventory costs. Planning bills of material used in master scheduling. If the MPS describes output as a number of units of an average final product, then it requires a special bill of material called a planning bill of material, BOM, or planning bill. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the following related terms: planning bill of material, an artificial grouping of items or events in bill of material format used to facilitate master scheduling and material planning. It may include the historical average of demand expressed as a percentage of total demand for all options within a feature or for a specific end item within a product family. It is used as the quantity per in the planning BOM. SIN, planning bill. C, hedge, option over planning, production forecast, pseudo bill of material, BOM. Two-level master schedule. A master scheduling approach in which a planning bill of material, BOM, is used to master schedule an end product or family, along with selected key features, options, and accessories. C. Hedge, multi-level master schedule, production forecast. Planning BOM-S are used at the master scheduling level because they serve as a bridge between the MPS and the actual bills for specific modules, components, and raw materials for ITO/MTO products. Once the actual orders are received, specific BOM-S will be substituted at the material requirements planning level. This is where the remaining types of BOM-S are discussed. Planning bills are not complete end item BOM-S. Rather, the purpose of planning bills is to simplify planning. Since planning bills are not specific lists for specific products, they are used when it cannot be known what will need to be assembled to order, or made to order, such as for large capital equipment with options, until the available lead time would be too short to make or order all the components and also assemble the product. The planning bill will then serve as a bridge between the master production schedule and the actual bills for specific modules, components, and raw materials. It is neither feasible nor efficient to make a constrained demand plan or master schedule assemble to order, ITO, products at the end item level. Too many end items would have to be configured from a relatively small number of modules. Planning bills facilitate the planning of subassemblies and capacity that need to be available when a customer order for the end item is received. The planning BOM is constructed at the feature level as opposed to the end item level, like a single or multi-level BOM. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a feature as follows: a distinctive characteristic of a good or service that may be part of the standard product, or an additional attribute that can be included as an upgrade. For example, in ordering a new car, the customer must specify an engine type and size option, but need not necessarily select an air conditioner feature. C. Accessory option. Each leg of the planning BOM represents a feature that is required in order to assemble the final product. Exhibit 4-45 shows a planning bill for a door manufacturer's make-to-order product family B. Exhibit 4-45. Planning bill of material for product family B. The first column is for common parts, or parts that all products in the family share in common, such as two panes of vandal-proof glass that might be cut to a custom size. The rest of the planning bill shows historical demand percentages for the various options. If each of these options were combined into individual products, it would be 2 frames times 2 finishes times 4 handles equals 32 bills. This would needlessly complicate forecasting, master scheduling, and material requirements planning because it increases planning costs without increasing planning accuracy. Instead, the total product family constraint demand is planned in the master production schedule. And then material requirements planning uses these planning bill percentages for ordering and/or manufacturing the various components. So, how are the percentages determined? The aggregated demand for a particular option can be provided in the form of a production forecast. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines production forecast as a projected level of customer demand for a feature, option, accessory, etc., of a make-to-order, MTO, or an assemble-to-order, ITO, product. Used in two-level master scheduling, it is calculated by netting customer backlog against an overall family or product line master production schedule, MPS, and then factoring this product's available to promise, ITP, by the option percentage in a planning bill of material, BOM, C. Assemble to order, ITO, planning bill of material, BOM, 2. Level master schedule. Note that, in some cases, the percentages in planning bills will sum to more than 100. This is a type of overplanning or hedge to allow final product mixes to differ to some degree. Since overplanning serves the same basic purpose as safety stock, the extra amount planned can be based on the expected volatility of demand. Option overplanning is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as scheduling extra quantities of a master schedule option greater than the expected sales for that option to protect against unanticipated demand. This schedule quantity may be planned only in the period when new customer orders are currently being accepted, typically just after the demand time fence, DTF. This technique is usually used on the second level of a two-level master scheduling approach to create a situation in which more of the individual options than of the overall family are available. C. Demand time fence, DTF, hedge, planning bill of material, BOM. So how are the individual options master scheduled? This can use a multi-level master schedule, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a master scheduling technique that allows any level in an end item's bill of material, BOM, to be master scheduled. To accomplish this, master production schedule, MPS, items must receive requirements from independent and dependent demand sources. C. Two-level master schedule. One type of planning bill of material is a modular planning BOM. Modular BOM-S ITO environments often use a modular BOM because the various options or features are grouped into modules that can be assembled in different configurations. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a modular bill of material as a type of planning bill that is arranged in product modules or options. It is often used in companies where the product has many optional features. For example, assemble-to-order, ITO, companies, such as automobile manufacturers. C. Dynamic bill of material, BOM, pseudo bill of material, BOM. Exhibit 4-46 shows a modular planning bill for our motorcycle manufacturer case study, structured in product modules or options. This is a very simplified modular bill that consists of 5 modules and 1 common parts bill. Each module is offered in multiple options. Exhibit 4-46, modular planning bill. Key concepts that are important to know about modular bills include the following. Modules in the common parts bill are standard units that may be prepared in advance of receiving a customer order. Modules can be manufactured or purchased subassemblies or individual components. The total number of modules is based on an end item forecast. Modules and the common parts BOM are defined at level 1 of the BOM. The options for each module can be selected by the customer. Each option is defined as a single level or multi-level BOM, not shown. The BOM for each option links the option's components to the option's parent. Unlike a multi-level bill, a modular BOM does not show the ultimate use of the module in an end item. Modular bills simplify the master scheduling of ITO products. Other things discussed above, such as level 1 of a BOM, are discussed where material requirements planning is discussed.